104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:08. We're going to top out at 39 today. Going to be raining tonight and tomorrow. It's going to be warm overnight tonight, 34 for the low. So
that's
real
good.
Close to freezing, though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
It might get a little messy out there.
Might be a little bit. I got a text that says, I'm surprised Mel's working on her birthday.
I like working on my birthday.
Me too.
What, you're surprised that I am working today?
You always take it off.
No, I don't.
I'm pretty sure you do.
No, I take the next day or the next day after I have my birthday party. Because that's smart.
I once heard someone complaining about, why do people always take their birthday off? I was like, because we have vacation to take and we're free to do so?
Exactly. Yeah, I took tomorrow off.
It's Saturday.
I know. I'm a part-time job.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Horrible groomsmen, bridesmaid gifts. I got a text here that says, I paid for my 3 bridesmaid dress, shoes, hair, jewelry, and mani-pedi, and gave the groomsmen, they got a copy of a video game that my husband and they could all play together from time to time. That's pretty good.
Hmm.
Like, if you just pay for the dress and all that, yeah, you don't need to get a bridesmaid gift.
Yeah.
Or if you pick up the tux.
Well, you know, and a lot of times jewelry will be given, like, that you're going to wear for the bridesmaids, you know?
But it's got to be jewelry you would wear again.
Well, generally it is.
Because, like, chucks are shoes you should wear again.
Definitely.
That's what I gave. And then my buddy that gave me the cool groomsman gift, he made up for it with the groomsman gift.
Yeah.
Of the framed Roger Waters the Wall thing. But he stole my idea for chucks in the ceremony.
Oh, that's and
then
okay.
And then we had to go buy them ourselves. I was like, what? That's kind of lame, dude. But then when I got my groomsman gift, I was like, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's in my man cave. Let's see here. Kayla is on the phone. How are you, Kayla?
I'm good.
So, bad groomsman bridesmaid gift?
Actually, sounds really bad. My first wedding was a shotgun wedding, so we didn't give any gifts, and we only had one groomsman and one bridesmaid.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of different.
Yeah, that's a little different situation.
I actually just called to tell Mel happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Why does no
so
one
much?
Ever tell me happy birthday when it's my birthday?
They like me better.
Happy birthday.
I said when it's my birthday, Kayla.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I missed that part. You know. Women have selective hearing sometimes, too.
Yeah, I know. Well, you have a wonderful weekend, Kayla.
You do the same.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, okay.
People call up on your birthday.
Not like they are for you.
No, not
although
the same.
We did get a text yesterday that said, I don't think I read it on the air, but it said something like, and I just went through and deleted a whole bunch, I can tell Andy missed Mel. He's being extra Andy today.
You were being extra Andy.
Not sure what that means, but I thought it was funny.
Oh, I know what it means.
Okay, that sounds like an off-air discussion. Maggie's on the phone. How are you, Maggie?
Good.
So, bad bridesmaid groomsman gift?
I was a bridesmaid in my sister's wedding, and all we got was a hat, and that hat was one of those that you dress up with. My head is big. She knew my head couldn't fit in them.
Now, dress-up hat, I'm not sure what that is.
Like a fedora? Like one of the girls' fedoras or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, none of those ever fit me either. I got one for the Blues Brothers Zombie Walk last year.
Yeah, it was a little...
It was a little snug.
A little snug on you. A
little bit.
Yeah, it didn't even go on my head.
Yeah, it's hard for us to buy hats, isn't it, Maggie?
Yeah.
One size fits all my ass. Anyway, thanks for the call.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Happy birthday, Mel.
Thank you.
I just got a email from Nate. It said, crack it.
He was a little late.
Arrived at 8:10. I bet it says sent from my iPhone. I'm guessing he had data connection issues.
Must have.
I bet he sent it on time.
Yeah.
It just didn't arrive on time.
Yeah.
I got another text that says, good morning, Andy, and happy birthday, Mel.
Thank you.
I will be expecting an obnoxious number of happy birthdays coming up on February 23rd.
Okay.
Just saying.
Are you not feeling very equal here?
No. Very one-sided. Very one-sided. I'm a little... disturbed by that.
Oh, now stop.
Okay, so we have
you look very nice today.
Shut up. Okay, you
I
got
like
your
new sweater.
You got your next stupid sexy.
I got it.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
I don't think Abraham Lincoln would ever be voted sexiest man alive. He's dead. You can't say dead and make it sound sexy. I can't find my cell phone anywhere. I'll text my mom and see if she's seen it. You are just silly. You know what my favorite word is? Favorite. Duh.
Yeah, they're even better when you say them like that. Now I'm really getting patronized. Uh-oh. I got a text that says, "Happy early birthday, Andy." Thank you, Heather.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, morning. It is 8:23. We're going to top out at 39 today. It's, what is it now? It's 20. How many happy birthdays on your Facebook so far?
I'm over 40 on my Facebook. That's not including text messages and tweets.
Okay.
I believe it's 40.
And one video as
two,
well.
44 on my Facebook. I have a video text message to me and a video tweeted to me as well. So, and tons of text messages and phone calls and tweets. And
I got a
thank you, everybody.
I got a text that said, "Andy, haven't you always kept your actual birth date a secret in the past? No one has known when it is till now."
That's true. You do keep
and
it
happy
quiet.
Birthday, Mel. Well, I usually
thank you.
Do I? Well, it's not like I've kept it a secret because
yeah.
You usually blow it.
I do.
For me on my birthday.
I do.
But. Yeah, I never kept it a secret. I would just usually hope everybody.
I don't know why
ignores it.
You don't love birthdays like I love birthdays because they should be loved.
I'm getting older.
So, who cares?
I used to love them up until I turned 29.
You know, I don't really care how old I get. I'm gonna celebrate my birthday every year.
You're still gonna pretend you're 22.
No.
Yeah.
No.
How much longer before we got a long stem rose? Do you think?
Like 7 years, maybe.
I was gonna say four.
I mean, it's no. I'm gonna go seven. They're perkier than that.
Oh, okay.
Nobody knows what the heck we're talking about right now.
Oh, I think more people know than you think they do. Okay, so, as it turns out, Christmas is a big time of year for board games. And you should probably know this going in. Your mom is probably going to take it easy on you. Your dad, however, cannot resist going for the jugular. A new survey found that fathers are much more likely than mothers to try to beat their kids at board games. Moms let their kids win. Dads do not. A separate survey on board games found that 14% of families try to play weekly, 35% monthly, 26% only play a few times a year, and 7% only play on Christmas.
You know, actually, the girls and I were just talking about that the other day. I said, we should have a game night. Play some Yahtzee and Boggle and some of those other fun games.
We used to do that like on weekends, I remember. Not regularly. It would just be like, hey, want to play Clue? Okay.
The only thing
I hate about
Clue
is you got to have three people to play it.
Well, I have three. Me and the girls.
Well, yeah, but I don't really.
I'll come over and play Clue with you.
Jackie's not quite old enough for Clue, I don't think.
I'll play Clue with you.
When I get older, I'll probably see the thing is too. I'll probably be harder on Rockley than I will be on Jackie.
Oh yeah.
When it comes to sporty stuff, like he's gonna have to beat me. There will come a day where he will.
Oh yeah.
And there'll come a day where I'll be like, oh wow, okay, now he's strong. You know. Because I remember my dad saying something about, yep, there's always a day when you realize that your kid can kick your ass. It's just because they're getting older and you're, you know, 18, 19 years old.
Yeah.
You know, my sister found that out too.
I don't.
She was messing with me and I hit her and she never messed with me again.
See, the thing is with my girls is that we don't really like mess around like that.
Well, it's because you're not guys.
Yeah. But I don't think that they could ever kick my butt because I would just tickle them and I'd win. They're ticklish and I'm not.
I am too, but you know. A right cross will stop tickling.
I very much doubt that my daughter will give me a right cross.
They might. Oh, well, my wife raised the knee into my groin hard when I was tickling her. Yeah. So don't think just because you're tickling, they're completely incapacitated. It can become fight or flight.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Three things guys think women hate about them, even though they don't. Here's the list from Match.com.
Okay.
That men don't talk much.
Yeah, I don't like that.
According to one expert, you just have to be a good listener and make a lot of eye contact. Women apparently don't care if you're that talkative because it lets them talk.
Well, but I still...
Which, as we know, is one of their favorite activities in the world.
I would still like to have a conversation with whoever I end up with.
Oh, sure.
So they have to talk.
Yeah.
I want to have a conversation.
Another thing that men don't... Or women... Guys think women hate, but don't really hate that much. Body hair.
Who did this list?
Kind of depends on age.
Because I don't like body hair.
Match.com did.
I don't like the sweater vest going
well,
on.
Well, it... They're not saying full-on body sweater.
Okay.
It's just what they said is once girls get past the Justin Bieber phase, most of them actually like a hairy chest.
Like
I'm not saying
little.
A hairy back, you know, fingertip to shoulder hairy arms. Not saying that, just, you know, some body hair.
I like a little, but that's it. I don't like the whole sweater thing.
The Zoological Society of San Diego did a study on humans, not animals, and they think body hair subconsciously makes women think you're healthy.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
The other thing that we guys think women hate, but they don't necessarily, is our obsession with electronics. They might make fun
like
of us
it either.
For it, but and complain every now and then, like my wife does about my PS3.
Yeah.
But according to the founder of the dating site, yourtango.com, they secretly respect you for it. Crystal did say one time she thought it was sexy that I knew how to deal with computers.
Well, I will go on to say that it is nice to have somebody that knows all the techy stuff. In case
and now that
know.
She has a smartphone, guess who's getting 20 questions a day?
You are.
Yeah.
She can ask me if she needs to.
I have the exact same phone as her. So, which is probably the reason why she got it. And she keeps trying to get me to put all the apps on her phone for her. I'm like,
why can't she pick out her apps?
Okay, here's how you do it.
Yeah, she should be able to do her own apps.
Yeah, you need to know how to do that.
Yeah, there's an app for that.
Is there an app for
learning
apps?
How to put on your
Actually,
app?
There, is. There is. It's called the Google Play Store or the iTunes App Store.
Yes.
There's an app for that.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi, this is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
The Dallas Morning News says that Cowboys tackle Josh Brent was driving with a blood alcohol level of 18%, more than twice the legal limit, when he crashed and killed...
No.
Huh?
Reread it.
A point 18.
Thank you. He'd be dead at 18%.
Point 18 when he crashed and killed teammate Jerry Brown. The Hobbit is this weekend's biggest release. It's opening in over 4,000 theaters. The new higher frame rate is only playing in certain locations, though. Any Day Now is also out today as well. Nominations for the Golden Globe Awards were handed out yesterday. Lincoln led the way with 7 nominations, following with 5 for Ben Affleck's Argo. The ceremony will air live on NBC on January 13th. And that's the dirt. You can find it more by going to hot1047.com.
Are you ready to play my second favorite new game?
Your second favorite new game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Name that new movie.
Okay.
Here you go.
The dragon has long been on your mind.
This is true, my lady. Smaug owes allegiance to no one. But if he should side with the enemy, a dragon could be used to terrible effect.
What enemy? Gandalf, the enemy is defeated. Sauron is vanquished. He can never regain his full strength.
Gandalf, for 400 years we have lived in peace, a hard-won, watchful peace.
Are we at peace?
Okay, Mel.
The Hobbit.
No, I'm sorry, that is Save the Date.
It is not!
Yes, Save the Date.
No, it's
also
not!
Also opening this weekend. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 8:50 right now. 39 for the high today. We're going to get rain, not snow.
So weird. Do you know when I was born, 1977, there was a blizzard today, 35 years ago?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the first birthday weekend you'll ever have where it rained?
I think it might. Usually it's snow.
Yeah.
Or it's really, really cold, or it's warm.
I have had, I don't recall if I ever had a raining birthday. I do remember one time in college, because at Black Hills State University, success is in your reach. Well, that's the banana belt. It can get real nice and warm in the winter out in the hills.
Yeah.
And it was 70-some degrees on my birthday.
Nice.
I think it was in... Whoops, I accidentally hit a button. I didn't mean to do that. It was probably like in 2000.
Okay.
I think. And it was like 70-some degrees on my birthday, and I went golfing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was great. That's it had been cool. Super warm for a while, too. So, like, the grass was actually green. It had been warm for a long... Well, it was super duper drought back then.
Yeah.
It had been very, very warm, and that winter was really mild. And, of course, we still ended up... I think it was like a week later, we got like a foot and a half of snow. It was... Yeah.
Crazy South Dakota weather.
Well, it's a little weirder out there than it is here, even.
Yeah.
It's a little more reliable here. Out there, it could... And it, the other thing that never failed, too, is like... There was like a line somewhere around Sturgis... North of Sturgis, the northern Black Hills.
Okay.
Okay, if we got snow, Rapid didn't. If Weird. Rapid got snow, then we wouldn't.
Huh.
It just never failed. And then Sturgis always seemed like it was like right on the border of Weird. Whatever came through. It either maybe did or maybe didn't.
Strange.
Yeah, very. I don't know what the hills did to it, but it did something.
Hmm.
So, scientists, they've discovered that we hate waking up, we learned today.
Yep.
Which was a groundbreaking study.
I know, so groundbreaking. Like, I was surprised by that study.
This one was is a little more groundbreaking, but it's weirder.
Okay.
They discovered about a dozen new antibiotics.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they did it by looking into an old Russian wives' tale about keeping milk fresh. Apparently, in Russian folklore, you can keep milk from going sour by putting a frog in the bucket of milk.
A frog.
A frog.
A frog. Alive?
Ribbit.
Frog.
Yep.
In your milk.
In the bucket of milk, yep. Now, this is dating back to when you just went out to the cow and you had a bucket and you put the milk in the bucket.
Yeah.
To keep it from going bad, you put a frog in.
Wouldn't it go bad by putting the frog in?
No.
Because wouldn't the frog, like, pee and stuff in there?
Well, I suppose there's a chance of that happening, but scientists from Moscow State University looked into it and they found that the old Russian wives' tale was actually onto something.
What?
Frogs and other amphibians protect themselves from bacteria and other germs by secreting antimicrobial substances through their skin. The chemicals are called peptides, and they do as well at killing staph and salmonella bacteria as prescription drugs do. They found 21 different antibiotic substances on frog skin and used them to make another 76 in the lab. Isn't that awesome and like weird at the same time?
That's all I kept thinking was that is so weird. And then I was thinking, do I want to take an antibiotic that's made from a frog? That's weird.
Well,
I guess you can
most
frog
of the
legs.
One, well, the antibiotics you're taking now are made from mold.
Oh, that's true.
So medicine comes from weird stuff.
I know, doesn't it? But I guess, I mean, people do eat frogs.
Yeah, I mean, it's
frog legs.
The thing that got my attention is when I was looking for stuff to talk about, I see this headline that says, science discover new antibiotics by putting frogs in milk. I'm like, what?
The frogs in milk thing is so strange.
And, they got the idea from an old wives' tale. The reason I wanted to go in and read it was because I was like, okay, are they just sitting around coming up with weird crap?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm going to take this frog and put it in some milk.
Like, where do you come up with that?
I'm going to put a USB cable in my coffee and see if we get any drugs out of it. You know, if it's just that weird or whatever. Anyway, Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core. That is next. Hang on.
Apple.
I'm on 4.7, Andy and Mel. The Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core. Mel's birthday edition. If you would like to see all the pictures Mel takes of herself, just go to hot1047.com. She's too lazy to find a photo, so she just takes one of herself and writes a story.
Yep, I do.
Okay.
I'm admitting it.
God. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
There are three 21-year-old triplets in Michigan, and right now all three are locked up on felony charges. One is already serving a 30-year sentence for home invasion and assault, and his two brothers were just convicted of robbery and conspiracy, and are each looking up to 15 years in prison.
I bet Christmas is awkward.
Yeah. Do you think they put them all in the same cell?
My hero of the day is Robert Joseph Atkins. He's a 31-year-old from Tennessee. He assaulted the mother of his 3-month-old son because she wouldn't make him Kool-Aid.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
See, wouldn't I told you Kool-Aid is bad.
No.
Told you Kool-Aid is bad.
He went too far, but I understand the anger of not getting Kool-Aid.
Really?
Kool-Aid makes the world go round.
Yuck.
Time for us to scoot. Ben is in next. Have a fantastic weekend and happy birthday.
Thank you, Andy.
I'm Eric.
Hot 104.7.com.